So the COVID-19 coronavirus is in New Zealand, but predictions are still for a low infection rate. And that's still the forecast for the United States as well, but that didn't stop the Dow Jones plunging 1,191 points and Goldman Sachs suggesting that Donald Trump's re-election is in jeopardy now. And the world's markets are braced for their openings tomorrow. Finance Minister Grant Robertson says the worst scenario in what they call a synchronised recession, if that happens, will be the need for direct funding of areas like tourism, forestry and education. So there are the economic risks, but also, of course, the health and societal effects. In Italy, one of the worst affected countries outside China, about 50,000 people in 11 industrialised towns in the north of the country are locked down now. Confirmed cases in Italy are more than 1,000 with 29 deaths. Last week on Calling Home, we talked to Jackie Miller in Italy's northwest. Jackie runs a travel business, and 7 days ago there was no coronavirus on anyone's radar where she lives. There is now. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Well, you've had your first case. Well, we have now too, but your first case in Liguria now. It was quite close to you, I think.
Yes, it was actually. There was a lady that had come down from one of the infected areas in Milan, and she came down to Liguria and stayed in a hotel and actually infected, the hotel. She was about 70 years old, and then went to the A&E without having a mask or anything. So, of course, all the doctors and nurses had to go into voluntary, isolation.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit close.
So that was quite close. So you've got a few doctors out of the picture in the meantime, haven't you?
Oh, I know, but honestly, we're in a country that has more doctors per capita than any other country.
Yeah, you did tell us that last week.
Yeah. More cases definitely, and they're in Genoa in the hospital, and it's spread throughout the country, as you know.
What is the mood, do you think? How that close community you were telling us about where you lived, how are people reacting to this?
It's a really different vibe from Milan, to be honest. They're not quite so stressed. I mean, obviously, of course, everyone's concerned, but you don't see the masks and things like I've been seeing in Milan. I've even been in the hospitals in Milan and everybody has got masks on. Whereas in the hospitals I've been here, because as I said, my daughter's actually in labour as we speak. So I've gone to two different regions and I can see a big difference.
I knew you'd been across to Milan. Have you brought your daughter back to Liguria
because
it's safer?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely.
Public gatherings banned, Jackie?
Yes, public gatherings are banned. They've even banned like the Duomo in Milan. Soccer has been cancelled. They've cancelled a lot of big events, even in Venice, of course, Carnevale. So that's been cancelled as well.
Well, it's arrived here, our first case on Friday, and even on Friday night, people were thronging the supermarkets and buying hand sanitizer and trying to buy gloves and masks and even water. So people are certainly quite exercised about it here, even though the threat is low. But Italy's a different case because you're actually a hotspot now, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. We are a hotspot. I did see actually on the internet that the hand sanitizer was up to €50 for a little bottle.
No.
Yeah, it was. But see, down in Liguria, plenty of hand sanitizer still, and people aren't so, completely different vibe. So you don't get all the supermarkets have still got lots of food, whereas up in Milan, they were definitely, I can see the same in Auckland. People were getting a little bit panicked and buying large stocks.
Yeah, okay. Milan, very quiet, isn't it? The quietest it's probably ever been for many, many years.
It is really quiet. Honestly, within sort of 2 hours away, you feel like you're in another country.
Wow.
Down in Liguria, even though there are cases down here, definitely.
All right, all the best. Good luck with your daughter and the baby.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, this is all good news, but it is. It's definitely a horrible time at the moment. It's a little bit scary for a lot of people in the world everywhere.
Lovely to talk to you, Jackie, and nice to have a chance to catch up, maybe not under these circumstances, but thank you for talking to us.
Oh, lovely to talk to you, Jim, anytime.
And all the best with the birth.
Oh, yeah, I know. It'll be exciting. Tomorrow will be a new day.
Thanks,
Jackie. Okay, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye.